Blog Talk Radio.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Good afternoon, everyone. It is time. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area. January 16th, 2019. And it's time for your favorite radio show. Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is having a good afternoon and blessed and thankful to the Lord to see another day. We all hope, we here hope that we have been at aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist said in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We hear from telling from the word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we hear from chatting from the word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is another blessed day to be with you today. We are so glad that you are with us. We hope that you are catching our broadcast. I hope that you are catching it live or not. You can see it once we broadcast it. But anyway, anyhow, it's just a good day to be with you once again from chatting from the Word. Here, your brother Oscar is so thankful to all of you who prayed for my sister on yesterday, and we are so thankful that she is doing fairly fine. I'm not in Texas, Houston, Texas, where I can go visit her. I'm way up in Ohio. And when I received the word from my sister that my other sister was in bad shape, we, of course, went to God in prayer. We thank God for blessing us with her getting better and And I want to thank you all who prayed for my sister. You know, as I said this morning on Facebook, that when you pray in numbers, when we talk about numbers, we're talking about those who can get the prayer up to the Father. All right? It works. It's Apostle Paul who said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know, growing up and being in the body of Christ since I was, I guess, mid-teens, I was blessed to recognize that all things are possible through the Lord. I've been living on that for a long time, knowing that God can work the most impossible only if we believe. So I am so thankful that you all prayed for my sister. I hope that you are listening and everything is going well with you. I know most of you are going through some storms yourself. And bro, Oscar's praying for you also that God bless you through the many storms that you are facing. So I am not I'm with you, what can I say? Because it was James who said that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We know our prayer is heard. If we're in the body of Christ and if we are sticking with the Lord and his word, praise him and praise him this afternoon. All right, we are going to play another a selection for you. And I hope we're coming on because I don't know what Blog Talk Radio is doing here, but we had trouble coming on today, and we hope that you're listening to us as we are coming on. Okay, we want to play a selection for you. And can't do it if I'm doing all this for nothing, man. It's all right. It's all right. All will be fine. Okay? Here's another selection for you.
And sometimes the
that was redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. My friend, is your soul anchored in the Lord? Because if it's not, you need to get it anchored in the Lord. And the way you do that is come to the body of Christ, come to the church of Christ, come to Christ, and be added to his body. You know, there's only salvation in one, and that's in Christ Jesus. And there's only one body according to Ephesians 4:4. And if you're not in that one body, in that ark of safety, when Christ do come back, and he's coming back for his church, and if you're not in the body, Christ will not recognize you. Brother Austin can only put it so, I hate to be so blunt with it, but that is the truth, you know, according to Paul and what he says in Thessalonians. We see what the Bible says. But Paul says in Thessalonians, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you got to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And once you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will be anchored in the Lord. All right. We hope and pray, and hope and pray you're getting this message. Our show today, because we're having difficulties at this time, but we hope you're getting the program. But you can always call us here when we are broadcasting live. And if you want to talk with your host, the number is area code 657-383-0883. You can always call. And it looks like we have a caller, but call us on the wait until first while we go to our format. And then once we get to the lesson point, we will answer your call. We don't mean to put you on hold for so long, but hold on until we get to the lesson, please. But as I said, I am so thankful to be coming on live on Blog Talk Radio, and we hope that you are receiving this podcast today. And hope you call in. If you don't call in today, we are on again tomorrow at the same time at 2. The number is again 657-383-0883. And if you have a desire to call in, you are welcome to do that. And we're also on YouTube. We do a show on YouTube on Mondays. We film it live on Mondays. And if you want to watch that program on YouTube, go directly to YouTube. Although I am passionate, I share it on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Twitter and other entities that we are using, but it's just a good thing just to go there and see it live and in living color on YouTube. All right, callers, we'll get to you in a minute. If you want to call in, and we're glad that you called in. Okay, we're glad that you are listening to us live from Blog Talk Radio. All right, we're going to play another lecture for you. All right, and after that, we have prayer, and then we answer our first call. After that, we will have prayer, and we will answer our first call. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was "I Am So Glad I Know Him" by the Committed Acapella Chorus. And do you know him, my friend? Do you know Jesus? Most of us think we know Jesus, but the only way we can get to know Jesus is through his word and studying of his word. If you're not studying his word, that's the only way we can get to know Jesus Christ, and him to get to know us is through studying of his word. You know, the way we communicate with him is through our prayers. And the way he communicates to us is through his word. So we got to study his word to get to know him. It was the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, we're going to take our first caller, if we can, and if that's a prayer request. Hello. Hello. If no one is there, let's try a second caller. Hello. Like I said, we're having difficulties in coming on, and if you're calling in, we want to just be patient with us. We don't know what's going on here, and we need to contact someone. And all right, we have prayer time at this time, and we hope that you're listening to the program. We don't know what's going on, and please give us not to bring on today. We're having a slight difficult problem. All right, we're going to go to prayer at this time. Father, which art in heaven, let be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see a day we never have witnessed before. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we to him may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for our listeners. We pray that you be with each one. Help them through the storm that they're facing. Help them through the many difficulties they're going through. Help them, Father, if they're suffering with sickness, we help that they be healed if it be your will, Father. If it's not, allow them to recognize that you are God and child be, there is no other. Father, we pray for the world in which we live in. Pray for the government that's leading this world. We pray, Father, that they come together and solve the problems that we are having at this time, Father. We pray for the government that they may see your way and do your will and do what's right. And Father, we pray for young people, Father, that especially those that obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that they will always lean on your everlasting arms and show other young people how to live in the light of Jesus Christ so they can be the light. Oh, Father, we come praying for the program adding from the word. We Father, that you help us to keep it on the air, that you help us to keep on talking about the matchless name of Jesus Christ, and that you help us bring our lesson today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to try one more time to see if we have a caller online here. Let's try one more time because I don't know what's going on here. Alright. Okay, we hope we're coming on. If you've been listening to Brother Oscar for quite some time, or if you've been looking at him on YouTube station, you know we've been asking for sponsorship, and we need sponsorship to bring this show to you every day, Monday to Fridays. And on Monday, we do both shows, YouTube, Chatting from the Word, and Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word. And we hope that we're making a difference in your life. We hope that when we come on talking about the Word and telling you how beautiful Jesus Christ is, we hope that we're encouraging you to live more for the Lord, because we hear Chatting from the Word, we believe that's important to keep on walking and for the Lord and living for Him if we are desiring to have eternal life once we leave this life. To be honest with you, we're all going to close our eyes one day, and then Christ will come back. And the only thing we can do is be prepared to go on home with Him. And the only way we all get prepared is to be in His Word, chatting from His Word, teaching others about Jesus Christ while we live and be in Christ ourselves. See, Christ Himself said we are the light of the world. So help Bill Oscar here to spread the gospel, sponsor him. Whatever amount you give, I don't mind, $1, $2, $10 a month, $3 a month, $30 a month. That's fine. And churches, put us in your budget for 2019. We'd be glad that you do that. We need help here at Chatting from the Word financially. So if you can try to put us in your budget for 2019. All right. And I'm on PayPal. You can always go PayPal, pull up my account, and put whatever the amount that you want to put in. And I'm also always on Facebook. You can always inbox me, talk with your brother, and I appreciate those that have been talking with me and have been communicating with me, Brother Oscar, and have been listening to Chatting from the Word. And we hope that we're on today. We've been having difficulties. And if you want to contact me, my email is oscaryork343@gmail.com. Or if we have a web page, my web page is oscaryork343.com. And if you want to leave a line or two on my web page, you're welcome to do that. But we have a bookstore on my web page. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which is $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which is also $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books together are $43. We hope that you visit my web page and order a book. And when you order a book, of course, you are also supporting Chatting from the Word with your host here, Brother Oscar. Now, you know my motto: with reading comes knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Oh, we love saying that. We hope that you buy my books, okay? We don't want to beg you. And a big business, but support your brother. Your brother here shouldn't have to beg that you buy his books, okay? We're going to, before the lesson, we want to play another selection for you, okay? For listening pleasure. And we hope that a song will lift you up in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll play a snap in your Christian walk. Here we go. It is well with my soul. We hope it's well with your soul this evening, this afternoon. And the only way it would be well with your soul if you are truly living for Jesus Christ. You know, when your life is in Christ Jesus, don't you know He will help you to overcome any problems, any obstacle, any things that is facing you worldly? This is what our lesson is going to be about this afternoon, if we can get to it, overcoming the world. But before we do that, let's try our calls again. We're going to give this one more chance. Hello? Hello? Okay, nothing there. Hello? Hello? Now we tried, didn't we? Nothing there. But overcoming the world, as I always say, you all who do not have a copy of God's Word, go get a copy. We're going to quickly try to bring a lesson for today. If we are on, we hope and pray we're on and we're not doing all this in vain. Go get your Bibles, and we will be coming from 1 John 5, 1 through 10. On yesterday, we had a call from Richard, and we appreciate Richard coming and calling us to let us know about him himself and what he's going through and the things that he is facing and trying to overcome. In this world, sometimes there's some things we need to overcome. But let me also say this. Any addiction, regardless if we think is right or wrong, is not good, because we need to be in Jesus Christ. As many of our addictions, if we don't think is wrong, we need to leave them alone and be rooted in Jesus Christ. And many of us, when I say us, I'm including myself, something we are addicted to, and some things we just can't overcome. Some of us are addicted to food, drinking, drugs, cigarettes, sleeping, laziness. The list just goes on and on and on and on. But some things in this world we just need to overcome. And the only way most of the things that we are going through, the only way we can overcome them is through Jesus Christ. And John, the Apostle John, in 1 John says this. John said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also, that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. But whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. But there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one." If we receive a witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Oh, my friend, it's also things that we need to overcome. You can overcome them in Jesus Christ. But hear what John is truly saying. That if we're going to overcome some difficulties, some problems that we are facing, that we're going through, we got to do it like the Lord wants us to do. We got to come to him. We got to come to him. And many of us, we are so caught up in our own thinking of how to come to Christ Jesus. And I believe sometimes that is the problem with many of us. Instead of studying God's word to see the way that we should come to him, we are coming to him the way we think or believe that we should accept him. We must accept him as the word of God says. This is getting good. We're going to end it here. We're going to study this again tomorrow. And again, I apologize for the calls that came in. I don't know what's going on there. We will rectify that problem. Okay. But will you pray with me? Father, with joy in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you've stored for us. Father, we pray for our listeners. We pray that you be with them, go with them, help them through their day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow. We hope all have a grand day in the Lord. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm on, but they missing. They kind of messing me up today. I don't even know if I taped it. Man. They messed up from the beginning because when I got dialed in, the dial-in thing went off, and then I had to do it again, and they came back on, and came. I got contact them. I ain't gonna spend no money.
They want their money every month.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna contact them. Because that's not the first time they messed me up. I might switch to another.
Not being able to communicate with people is turning them off, and they might stop listening.
I know.
I don't think they have that radio perfected yet.
I don't think so. Me, the studio I go to keep messing up. Let me see here. What are you doing now? Did he meet with the people? I don't know. He's the one that's causing this. I don't know why he's going to make Phil look stupid. You know? I think so, too. I'll make the Democrat look bad. Look at what you're doing, Democrat. And it's not their fault. You want to call for the closing. Was you able to put that check by Joseph?
Huh?
Were you able to get that check to Joseph?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That was the first thing on my list.
You put it in the mailbox, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Did you call it?
No.
Okay, well,
okay, thank you, baby. Fish and To help people who never needed help before, and those ones who've been one who helped in crisis. Yeah, I know. Oh, that's cute. She's cute, man. She got makeup on.
She kind of looks like my mother a little bit, doesn't she?
Beat me wrong, messed up, so...